Hello students, welcome to Distant E-Learning program of AEES. This is module 1/1, class 10, subject English, supplementary reader, The Footprint Without Feet. Students, today we are going to learn a new lesson and the name of a lesson is The Making of a Scientist by Robert Peterson. This is the story of a young and bright scientist named Richard H. Ebright. Students, let's see the summary of this lesson. Richard Ebright's achievement at young age. A former scout of the year excited the scientific world with a new theory. This he did at the age of 22 years. It was on how cells work. Richard H. Ebright and his college roommate explained the theory in an article. It was titled Proceedings of the National Academy of Science. It was his first achievement. It started with butterflies. Richard Ebright was the only child of his parents. They lived in north of Reading, Pennsylvania. Ebright wrote that there was nothing to do. He could not play football or baseball, but he could collect things. Ebright started collecting butterflies in kindergarten. He also collected rocks, fossils, and coins. He also became a stargazer and an eager astronomer. His mother encouraged him. She took him on trips. She also bought him telescopes, microscopes, cameras, and other equipment. Ebright sold his article at 25 to a scientific journal. It was like a home run scored in the game of baseball. Ebright's mother said that she was his friend until he started school. She would bring home friends for him. He was her whole life after her husband's death. Richie was in third grade then. So Ebright's mother played an important role for making him a great scientist. Ebright's mother would find work for Richie if he had nothing to do. It was for learning. He wanted to learn. He earned top grades in school. When he was in second grade, he had collected 25 species of butterflies. These were found around his hometown. So by the time he was in second grade, he had collected all the 25 species of butterflies found around his hometown in 6 weeks. Then Ebright's mother gave him a children's book. It was The Travels of Monarch X. It told how monarch butterflies migrate to Central America. This opened the world of science to Ebright. At the end of the book, readers were invited to help study butterfly migrations. They were asked to tag butterflies for research. It was being done by Dr. Frederick A. Urquhart of Toronto University, Canada. Ebright started tagging butterflies, monarch butterflies, and anyone who found a tagged butterfly was asked to send the tag to Dr. Urquhart. So the book gifted by Ebright's mother, that was The Travels of Monarch X, proved a turning point in the life of Ebright. This book is about how butterflies migrate to Central America. And it was written by Dr. Frederick Urquhart of the University of Toronto. This book opened a world of science to this young collector. The butterfly collecting season around Reading lasts 6 weeks in late summer. Chasing them one by one won't enable one to catch many. So Ebright raised a flock of butterflies. he would catch a female monarch and take her eggs. He would raise them in his basement, them from egg to adult butterfly. He then would tag the butterfly's wings and let them go. So the readers of The Travels of Monarch were asked to tag the butterflies. But it was impossible to catch so many of them in 6 weeks because it has a specific time. So he started raising a flock of butterflies in the basement of his house. And he would catch a female monarch, take her eggs and raise them. So he started observing the life cycle of butterflies in his basement. But as he didn't get much feedback, he started losing interest in it. Ebright began to lose the interest in tagging butterflies because there was no feedback that he was receiving, and only 2 butterflies he had been caught, and the distance was not more than 75 miles from where he lived. In 7th grade, Ebright got a hint of what real science is. He entered a country science fair and lost. His entries were slides of frog tissues, and realized that the winners had tried to do real experiments. So he decided to do a real experiment. The subject was the insect work that he had already been doing. So when he was in the 7th grade, he participated in a science fair and lost. Here he gets a hint of what real science is. He learns that science is not a neat display of something but doing real experiment. He had just shown slides of frog tissues. After not receiving any prize in the science exhibition, he did not lose heart. He wrote to Dr. Urquhart for ideas. Back came many suggestions for experiments. These kept Ebright busy all through high school. These also led him to prize of projects in country and international science fairs. So after receiving ideas from Professor Dr. Urquhart, he kept on working on them throughout his high school, which led him to win many prizes and projects on national and international levels. In 8th class, he found out that the cause of a viral disease that killed all monarch caterpillars. He raised them in presence of beetles. For his 8th grade project, Ebright tried to find out the cause of a viral disease. It killed all monarch caterpillars. He thought the disease might be carried by a beetle. He tried raising caterpillars in the presence of beetles, but he didn't get any real results. But he showed his experiment and won the experiment. The next year, his science fair project was testing the theory. The theory was that viceroy butterflies copy monarchs. The theory was that viceroy look like monarchs because monarchs don't taste good to birds. Viceroys taste good to birds, so the more they look like monarchs, the less likely they are to become a bird's food. His project was to see if birds would eat monarchs. This project was placed first in the zoology division. Next, he tried to find out the purpose of the 12 tiny gold spots on a monarch pupa. Earlier, it was assumed that they were just ornamental. But later, Ebright, along with his fellow students, showed that the spots were producing a hormone necessary for their full development. And it gave him entry in the International Science and Engineering Fair. To find out the answer, Ebright and another student built a device. It showed that spots were producing a hormone. It was necessary for the butterfly's full development. This project won Ebright first place in the country fair. It also won an entry into the International Science and Engineering Fair. There he won third prize for geology. He also got a chance to work in Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. As a high school junior, he continued his advanced experiments on the Monarch pupa. That year, his project won first place at the International Science Fair. In his senior year, he grew cells from a monarch's wing in a culture. He showed that the cells would divide and develop into normal butterfly wing scales. This would be only if they were fed the hormone from the gold spores. That project won first place for the geology at the International Fair. He also worked at the Army Lab and at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's lab. The following summer, Ebright went back to the Department of Agriculture's lab. There he worked on the hormone theory. And finally, he was able to identify the hormone's chemical structure. A year and a later, Ebright got the idea of his new theory about cell life. He did so while seeing the X-ray photos of his chemical structure. The photos gave him the answer to one of biology's puzzles. It was how the cell can read the blueprint of its DNA. So DNA is the substance in the nucleus of a cell that controls heredity. It is the blueprint for life. Ebright and his college roommate James R. Wing drew pictures and constructed plastic models. They made them to show how it could happen. Together, they later wrote the paper explaining the theory. Surprisingly, Richard Ebright graduated from Harvard with highest honors. He also became a graduate student researcher at Harvard Medical School. There he began experimenting to test his theory. If the theory proves correct, it will be a big step towards understanding life process. It might also lead to a new ideas. These would be new for preventing types of cancer and other diseases. So Ebright has other insects also. Interest also. He became a champion debater and public speaker. He also became a good canoeist and all-round outdoor person. He is also an expert photographer of nature and scientific exhibits. Ebright also found someone to admire. He was a Richard A. Wehrer, his social studies teacher. Ebright said about him that he opened his mind to new ideas. Richard A. Wehrer also spoke highly of Ebright about his interest. He won because he wanted to do the best job. So these things are necessary in the making of a scientist. Start with a first-rate mind, add curiosity and mix in the will to win for the right reasons. Ebright had these qualities. So the story teaches us that with perseverance, dedication and hard work, any dream is achievable.